Hi, welcome back. This is Project Independence and You. I'm Rebecca Miller, your guest host, along with Hal Spielman, who's our co-host. We're speaking with Beth Lilac, who is the Senior Director of Education and Community Affairs at the Holocaust and Memorial Tolerance Center of Nassau County. That's even a longer title than Christine Liu, our radio producer, has here. I'll be announcing that shortly. That takes about 10 minutes to complete her title.
I'm curious, Beth, mm-hmm. how we've been talking about bullying for seniors, and I how did that get connected into the primary activities of the Holocaust Museum?
I love that question, and I swear that I didn't ask you to ask me that, but it's a great question. Our center is the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center. Yeah. So one of the reasons I just absolutely adore my job is that we deal with the entire scope of intolerance, from bullying of kids or seniors and all sorts of prejudice to the Holocaust and to current day genocides and prevention and intervention along this entire spectrum also. So this is part and parcel of what we do.
Do you get involved in the school? I mean, we hear so much about bullying at the schools, but mm-hmm. you're talking about a very different age group.
Our programs serve all ages from about fourth grade and above, although we have done programs even for younger, for kindergarten, even when there's been a serious bullying issue. Definitely middle school and high school, university, and we have a lot of programs for professionals, law enforcement, military,
et cetera. How about the racial issues?
We deal with racism, sexism, homophobia. We also offer programs that celebrate different cultures, different ethnicities, different time periods in history where people have stood up and have done the right thing, rescuers, upstanders of all ages.
Do you ever do programs at other locations?
Yes. These are just the best questions. Thank
okay.
you. Yes, we prefer to do programs on site because we have such beautiful space.
Right.
And because we have such an amazing museum with artifacts and a library and an archive. But we are also more than happy to provide off-site programs for schools. We do have, we can provide transportation some of the time.
Oh,
wonderful. So if educators just ask us, we'll be more than happy to try and accommodate.
Okay,
because that can be an issue.
Beth, I'm thinking, obviously, with Project Independence, some mm-hmm. of our, you know, some of these assisted living facilities where you have a range of ages, where
yes.
we come into ageism,
right.
and, mm-hmm. and that might be a program where you would go to a site and I mean, even for staff to recognize.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Thank you for bringing that up, because yeah. we also provide a lot of professional development programs
right.
for medical staff, healthcare professionals, as well as teachers and attorneys and physicians, et cetera. In terms of people from assisted living, yes, we can go out there, but we've also had a lot of homes come to our center. We have benches throughout our museum. We do have chairs we can provide. We even have some wheelchairs, not to say, comment on anyone's, you know, ability or disability, but just to make it easier to get through our museum. So it is very differently able-oriented or accommodating,
yeah.
I should say.
Sure.
We have several bathrooms that can that are ADA, as well as we have an elevator in the building.
Okay.
So it's very ably challenged, accommodating place.
This is so important. We talked a little bit during break about mm-hmm. people getting in contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that might represent agencies, you know, human service type agencies that would really benefit from.
You know, I just wonder how if staff, let's say, mm-hmm. at an assisted living facility, mm-hmm. they may not even be aware that they're bullying people.
Yes, correct.
A lot of bullies, whether they're kids
or whether they're adults, they don't realize it. And also, we haven't yet spoken about, and that's another whole chapter, are seniors bullying other seniors? And that happens also.
Right.
But regardless, whoever either is aware or isn't aware and wants to bring their staff, you know, please do get in contact with me. And if I can't, you know, provide services through our organization, I'm more than happy to, you know, give you the resources, connect you with the right organization, either giving you numbers for the Department of Justice and their elder department,
right,
or other senior centers, et cetera. My phone number that I can be reached at is area code 516-571-8040. My extension is 105, or just ask the receptionist to connect you with Beth.
That's so you really represent a multi-range source of dealing with relationships.
That's a lovely way to put it. I love that, yes. And to try and improve the health of all
right.
different types of relationships.
And it's not necessarily the victim. It's the
exactly.
prevention.
Prevention,
of making people
intervention,
victims.
And then also honoring those that do stand up. We
yeah.
have an award for students, an Upstander Award, where we give them a $2,500 scholarship because we've recognized that they have taken action, either intervening or preventing some type of bullying or intolerance.
Yeah.
We have other programs that focus on upstanders and rescuers, whether it's genocide or hate crimes. So, yes, we want to do both,
right.
not just focus on the negative, but almost even more importantly, to recognize the people that take moral and ethical action.
Just to get back a little bit to mm-hmm. The senior bullying, mm-hmm. if we could get something, I mean, the amount of information you've provided is wonderful, and now we can contact you. But it almost seems, thinking about the vignette that I brought up a little while ago, mm-hmm. it seems that there are people that are actually bullying that might not even know that they're doing it by even just excluding people, you know. And I think mm-hmm. that's why it's so important for that mm-hmm. bystander to recognize what's going on in a senior living facility where the person who's being bullied or, mm-hmm. or excluded for a reason just because they're older.
Right.
You know, I think that kind of sensitivity training is so
important. Yes.
And how do you kind of tell somebody, hey, do you realize you're mm-hmm. bullying someone? I mean, what's the impact of that on
sure.
someone who might not actually realize because
mm-hmm.
they're...
One of the ways to confront that is exactly what you just said. And you can do it in private or... You can do it in front of the person if it's, you know, if you feel comfortable, is to say, hey, do you realize that you haven't invited so-and-so or, you know, you just always walk by their room and not check in on them or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to that person.
Right.
It might just be a wake-up call. Or if they are aware of it and then, you know, are going to perpetuate that, then please feel free to call me. I am very used to handling things confidentially, and there are ways that I can reach
okay.
out to an organization to offer programs where the person calling, you know, the what's the word I forget, but the person calling me to say yes, we have a problem,
right? Okay.
Where I can offer programs to that organization without mentioning names, et cetera.
You know, we have
whistleblower.
Right. Well, there you go. We have social workers who work for
yes.
Project Independence,
mm-hmm.
and our social worker was called for this situation and
mm-hmm.
handled it just beautifully, as you've kind of discussed. And
mm-hmm.
it was, you know, talking with the family, talking with the staff,
mm-hmm.
finding things for the senior to engage in that she would enjoy.
Right.
But I think, too, it is important. You know, I think sometimes if people are bullying, they might not even understand
mm-hmm.
what they're doing.
Yes. And one really clear example, I'll make the analogy with the expression that you hear at school, unfortunately, way too many times, that's so gay. That's
mm.
supposed to be a derogatory comment that
yeah.
kids make to each other. Well, I say the exact same thing is happening when we make statements that say, oh, I'm having a senior moment, that somehow that's a negative thing. You can't remember something.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you're having a senior moment
that's
as if only elderly people don't have as sharp memories as anybody else,
yeah.
and that somehow that's negative.
Mm-hmm.
All ages, we all have memory issues.
Right.
And
yes,
elderly people have more than younger people for lots of different reasons.
Right.
But not to connect any type of person, whether it's senior or based on gender, et cetera, on something negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. And we don't realize always that we're doing it.
Right.
And so we need to educate people that right. this is not a proper thing to say. It hurts somebody's feelings consciously and unconsciously.
Right, right. So no more senior moments.
actually.
Not using it that way.
Or unless it's something positive.
Right, absolutely. Like this is a very poignant senior moment, I think, that we're having here where we're recognizing, you know, something that's happening to seniors, you
right.
know,
And let's focus on also the advantages to being a senior. You have more experience. Wiser in terms of life experience and in knowledge.
Right.
Sometimes people are surprised at how much I know maybe about the Holocaust. Well, I've been doing it for so many years.
Right.
So that's why I know about it. It's because of my age and the number of years I've been, you know, I've put into this.
We
so there's so much positive.
Are smarter than you think.
Yes, exactly.
Just
absolutely.
Give us a chance.
That's what my mother keeps telling me.
Well, she's right.
Yeah. She happens
listen
to be.
Listen to your mom.
I do. I always do. Not always, but sometimes.
And as chronological age goes up, it doesn't mean that your IQ points drop.
Yeah. Right.
And people, ourselves and others,
right.
need to understand
right.
that and remember it.
Right, because there's frustration, you know, cognitively and intellectually, you could, you know, be right on target and growing. But, you know, your body can be failing. And that's frustrating. That's a whole nother.
That's a whole, yes.
A whole nother host of issues. But we're going to be wrapping it up with Beth. Beth, a wealth of information. You've got some great phone numbers. I don't know that we have enough time. Is there any one right out there that you want to?
Maybe I'll give my phone number again because I do have so many
Okay,
resources.
You know what, Beth? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 516-571-8040. My name is Beth. In terms of the Department of Justice, New York Adult Protective Services, other types of services provided, just call me. I'll be happy to connect you with your closest organization.
Well, that's been terrific. That's really
okay.
provided some really useful information.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
Beth,
thank you so much.
Oh, I hope,
thank you. This
hope
is a great service.
You'll come back. We're
going
to be back. Please stay tuned. 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And I think we'll be giving Scott Schober another call.